The dynamics in the healthcare sector are unique. This makes marketing quite a challenge for startups in this industry. For instance, your messaging and response time can be critical to someone's life. There are ethical standards that you must follow. Further, misleading campaigns can ensue legal complications for your business. This is why you need to be very particular and careful with your digital marketing initiatives in healthcare. Unfortunately, many startups fail to escape the common pitfalls, which subsequently hurt their growth and brand identity. Don't be one of them. Here are three marketing mistakes many healthcare startups make but you shouldn't. 1. Trying to tap on fear. This may work in other industries, but it's a big no-no in healthcare. Trying to stir fear among the target audience so that they interact with your brand and possibly subscribe to your product or service is a bad idea. It creates a bad brand impression. Many people won't appreciate this, resulting in bad word-of-mouth promotion. This will eventually hurt your business growth and sustainability. So, do not try to manipulate people's fear to get to choose you or buy your product or service. Be very, very sensitive about the content of your message and how that message is delivered. Instead of talking about the problems, focus on delivering solutions. Shift your marketing focus from selling and promoting to helping. Try to genuinely help people, even if it means no financial returns for your business. In the long run, this will be a game changer for your brand identity, bringing you greater rewards and accelerating your business growth. 2. Undermining competitive analysis. Say you publish an article on diabetes. Do you think it can beat the websites that are presently ranking on SERP for this topic? It's very unlikely. Names like Healthline, Mayo Clinic, and WebMD are the biggest brands in the healthcare segment. It's extremely challenging, if not completely impossible, to beat them on SERP for such competitive topics or keywords. But you wouldn't have such insights in a more absolute term if you don't do a thorough competitive analysis. Again, many healthcare startups, or startups in general, undermine the importance of competitive analysis. Are you one of them? Before you even get to planning your digital marketing campaigns, you need extensive data on what your competitors are doing and what are their strategies. Based on that, you should outline your own strategy and campaigns. This simple approach that's centered on competitive analysis will help you achieve better results. 3. Obsessing local. Yes, you're primarily targeting people in your city. So, ideally, you want to use localized keywords and news updates in your content and overall communication. That's a good strategy. However, obsessing over a local isn't always a fitting idea. The key objective of any healthcare startup is to build a strong brand presence that's valued and trusted. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be restricted within a geographic area. Better brand positioning will improve your search engine visibility. It will win you more followers on social media. It will drive higher engagement across channels. Collectively, these enhance your local prowess, bringing you more customers. So, in addition to local marketing, you also should have a broader approach so as to build a strong brand that subsequently boosts all your key local metrics. Final words. These are three common marketing mistakes healthcare startups make. Avoid them. Get in touch with a digital marketing agency and seek expert help. The top digital marketing companies UK work with clients in the healthcare sector. They have the experience and expertise to opt for a fitting approach that enables your marketing strategies for better results.